Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
You may think that it's a relatively newfangled thing, but it is actually 50 years this September since transition year was introduced into the Irish secondary school system. And after over a half a century, is it time for a change in how things are done? And do students actually benefit from this diversion from conventional schooling? For more on this, we're joined by journalist Mary McCarthy and Kevin Shortall, principal of St Aidan's Community School in Tallaght. Good morning to both of you. Mary, can I start with you first? Do the kind of the pros and the cons here, because as with everything, there is rough with smooth, isn't there?
Absolutely. Good morning, Philip. Thanks for having me on. So, first of all, the idea behind the transition year, it's a great one, actually. It's to place more emphasis on self-direction and creativity and to kind of move away from the, you know, the funnel towards the academic. So you can try new subjects like drama, cooking. You can do some work experience, maybe some voluntary work, some social outreach. So the theory of it is to kind of broaden the scope of the student and make them more confident to do things like public speaking, like all the things that there's no time for in the other years. Mm-hmm. But so in one way, like, how can that not work? Like, how can that not be a bad thing?
Well, do we have any measurement of it, Mary, that it has actually worked, that it has been the outcome?
Well, we don't actually. And this is one of the huge problems. We can't measure it. Although, having said that, other jurisdictions like Singapore, apparently they look at us and say, oh, what are they doing there? Because they see it as a benefit, right? Mm-hmm. But we can't actually measure it. And my big problem with transition year, Philip, is that each school creates their own program, right? So what you have, it's kind of elitist. So it just mirrors the inequality we already have. So some schools, you'll head off, the kids might go off to Spain and do like a 6 weeks immersion course, for instance, and then they'll be doing work experience in solicitors' offices. And I know of one kid who went off to San Francisco and did her experience over there, and that's fantastic, but it's not really fair, right? And I just kind of feel we should have more of a uniform approach where all schools do the same thing. And also, my other big bugbear, Philip, is the cost of it. It is expensive. I mean, obviously some schools will do a lot more pricey things. Like, I know there's a school that have a ski trip it's over €1,500. And I mean, there's a lot of pressure there, and not even the big trips like that. It's even like, there's a lot of stuff they do extra, like they might do golf as a module, but that's still an extra few hundred euro that parents will struggle to come up with. So in theory, yeah. So I do have a few problems with it.
Well, the pressure to do the ski trip is one that could be, you know, sorted out by getting rid of things like that. But you're never going to remove, are you, the inequality that will inherently exist when it comes to work placements and those three periods of work experience that TY kids do. Because there are some people who are just going to have better access to a wide range of workplace than others.
That's it, exactly. It comes down to what your parents did. It was the same like back in my day. So transition year has been around for 50 years. So like, I would have done it kind of halfway through. And yeah, like the kids with the more exotic parents who did more exotic things, they had, you know, kind of more exciting. I answered phones in the chemical company where my dad worked. Actually, it was a very good experience for me because it did kind of, you know, it was a good eye opener to, this is a 9-to-5. This is, you know, this is what people do. They go and do their work and they put in the
effort. Did you lose your dad any business?
Let's just say there was a few calls dropped. Yeah, there was definitely a few calls dropped.
Let me bring in a couple of go on, finish your point.
Oh no, I just had the intercom on once and I didn't realise I had it on, and my voice was booming across the whole company. Yeah, so that was unfortunate. Yeah. And it actually ended early. I don't know why it ended early, but it did.
Let me bring in Kevin here. You're in an absolutely fascinating position, Kevin, that you're reintroducing TY after a 25-year gap. Why did you get rid of it? Why do you want it back?
Good morning, Philip. Hi, Mary. And myself and Mary have agreed on many things in the past, and I agree with her completely. This whole thing of, you know, transition year shouldn't be like an episode of Cribs where you go, nah, 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 look what we're doing, you know. But yes, Philip, we are reintroducing TY after a good number of years. TY was in our school 25 years ago, but at the time, at the end of the 90s. school completion rates were much lower. And some research was done in the school, and the students that did TY would get burnt out by the end of fifth year and leave with their pals who didn't do TY. So it was affecting that. Now, fast forward 25 years, school completion rates are completely different. People finish school now. And our current chair of our board was actually the last person to do TY in the school. Former student, works in business now, and works in recruitment and understands the difference between levels of maturity and people being ready for employment and ready for the world after school. And so we had a very long, detailed discussion at board level over a number of years about the implications of reintroducing TY and what we should do. So we spent 2 years really thinking about it.
And have you had many thoughts about how you avoid this keeping up with the Joneses phenomenon that Mary's describing?
Absolutely. And I mean, I'd love to, you could get into that. I could talk forever about inequality in schools and why one school down the road has, you know, two all-weather pitches and three minibuses because of voluntary contributions. And our school up the way, you know, doesn't have that type of thing. So school inequality is major. But I think the fundamentals of what you learn in school can be replicated without money. So a sense of identity, a sense of purpose, personal development, being able to grow and develop. So the benefits that are well documented. There is good. There is one piece of evidence that I pushed Mary to that I was just looking at in the last few days by the NCSE, I think it was Aidan Clerican, and there's very good evidence that students who complete TY do better in their exams and stay longer in college. So our emphasis in TY would be really about people spending time growing, developing and knowing what they want to do and learning who they are as people and developing strong relationships with each other and so on. And I think there's a huge opportunity in schools to do that. The whole thing of going on the marquee skiing trip won't be happening on our TY, but we did have a focus group for a year of students, and they put together the kind of travel they wanted to do and the kind of trips they wanted to do. So we are going to do a foreign trip abroad next year, but we brought together a group of parents before we started it, and we talked about the finances of it, and we made it very clear that it all will be going, and if there is a money shortfall, we'll find it somewhere.
Okay, but Kevin, fundraise. Even the smaller, less ambitious trips, the trips into the museums, into town or whatever, you know, access to something as basic as a LEAP card can be a problem for some people.
And I'm delighted you brought that up, Philip, because we're getting every kid in transition year a LEAP card. We're going to top them up and they're going to learn how to change, go on the Lewis, change buses. They're going to look at routes, travelling across the city and so on. And we've already booked all our trips between now and the end of the first term, and they're free educational trips, or they might be something, a museum that's free or whatever, but they're already covered. So we've looked at that, and I agree with you. We didn't want our TY to be something that was cost prohibitive. So in other words, somebody, a parent would say, I'd love my child to do TY, but I just can't.
Okay,
they have to go to a different year.
You're being very astute here, though, because, I mean, not only are you ironing out the inequality wrinkles, you're also taking this as a learning opportunity, how to navigate your way across the city as quickly and as efficiently as possible using public transport. Is that your...
It's a thing that the simple skills at times are the things that we forget that people don't have. My own two children went to... I have three children, two of them have already completed TY. And I could see a growth in them as people, which I didn't care about anything else, but I saw them growing up as people and learning how to do things, making friends, going places together. All the stuff that we take for granted, that's very important.
Mary,
and
is
the
there...
whole thing of equality, I'm big on that. And if something like finance or access is a problem, we should fix that and finish that off.
Mary, is there scope, do you think, for making TY more about making sure that, you know, everybody who then goes on fifth year can change a tyre by the end of that year, or can cook 10 meals by the end of that year? Those kind of practical life skills that Kevin's talking about.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't agree, Kevin. I totally agree with you again on everything. He's so right. It's a simple stuff like, changing the puncture in a tyre, cooking skills, just, you know, like really, really basic stuff. And even just media kind of literacy to be able to look at fake news. And like that's going to become increasingly more pertinent, you know, for like the teens today. So, yes, absolutely. And that doesn't cost, as Kevin was saying, that kind of stuff doesn't cost money. Like you can bring in someone to help the kids stand up and talk, like public speaking and, you know, it's just those basic things. And like the I think that all, I think the government should kind of say you can't actually you have to, you can't just take off for like 8 weeks to Spain or France or whatever. I think there's, you know, I think there really should be a uniform to make sure everyone is getting a decent, because like the quality of these programs, they do vary dramatically. And if there was just a uniform kind of approach, well, then you could ensure that those simple skills like cooking are taught, and then maybe clip the wings. I mean, in the summer holidays, they get enough of that anyway, Philip, you know, like the rich kids are, they're going off doing all these exotic things. So like, why would you bleed that into the school year as well in transition year, you know?
There's a couple of texts in here and they're all saying pretty much exactly the same thing that you're saying, Kevin. Our town is moderate in size. Our boys' school does not go on a foreign trip in TY, whereas all of the others in the town do. It sends a message to the students that they can't be trusted or the teachers can't be bothered. Our son got an outing to Knock Shrine. I'm a teacher. I totally agree with the speaker. The school I teach in has an ethos for taking care of disadvantaged students. And this year, the principal has decided that there will be a ski trip, which puts major pressure on parents and children. OK, so I think there's unanimity on the undesirability of the ski trip there. But this is one interesting text to end on, Kevin. I want to get your response to. My daughter is neurodiverse. Transition year is mandatory in her school. This is a disaster for her and going to send my daughter's progress in school backwards. How do you accommodate the individuals like that?
Yeah, that's a very interesting one. We have a big, big neurodiversity platform in our school. Neurodiversity is seen as part of the colour of our school. And we have extreme, I'd love you to, we have a particular couple of students who are doing TY next year that are neurodiverse and very proud of that. And they have been involved in the design of the programme. But again, I don't believe anybody should, if transition year isn't compulsory nationally, we shouldn't make it compulsory in a given school. Now, sometimes numbers dictate that we have to and so on, but our TY isn't compulsory. And I think the best thing that you can do is make it so good and so popular that everybody wants to do it. Now, a school needs to accommodate every student. So if there is a program that is exclusive and doesn't work for a particular student, there's something wrong with that program, if you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
So why can't a neurodiverse student take part very fully and very fulfillingly in TY or a particular program like TY or a dimension of TY? I don't understand why TY wouldn't suit someone who's neurodiverse.
Okay, Kevin Shortall, Principal of St Aidan's Community School in Talla, and freelance journalist Mary McCarthy. Thank you both very much. Taking up sport as an adult after the break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.